Good evening, everyone. Welcome home. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. We are studying the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and this week's chapter is the forewords, and I think that's where we are. So thank you so much, Betsy, for being here, and I turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you, Carla. My name is Betsy H. I'm a recovered compulsive reader from California, and I'm glad to be here today with my fellow OAs. And since the topic is on the forewords and also the stories, from what I understood, would like to chat today a little bit about the forewords first, and then I want to share two paragraphs that I really like in one of the stories, which is called Acceptance as Answer. It's a classic. So yeah, first of all, just got my big book here. I'm looking through the forewords, and it's interesting. The first foreword, it talks about we of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And to show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book. So there were only 100 of them, and they wrote this book, and it's like a practical manual. Okay, you've got an addiction. This is do this, this, and this if you want to recover from the addiction. And then, you know, fast forwarding quite a few pages here to the forward to the fourth edition, is suddenly there's like 100,800 groups. Is that right? Yeah, that's what it's saying here in 150 countries. So it talks, and the forwards talk about their road of expanding and getting more members and more people recovering, and all the problems they had along the way of arguments and obstacles and stuff, but they made it. And so it's really, what it really tells me is that people were recovering. Otherwise, they would not have been able to attract more and more people, because if they're just were alcoholics sitting around and not recovering and just being miserable, I really don't think it would have grown, you know, from 100 people to about it. There's talking about estimated 2 million or more members. And that was back in, when was that? Yeah. In 2001. So that's already like over 20 years ago. So there's definitely going to be more. And there's a more recent edition, more, not edition, but a more recent printing to this, which has updated numbers. So that really gives me hope. And what it tells me is that the 12 steps are really a proven methodology to recover from an addiction. And it works for alcohol, drugs, it works for food, which is great because I have the food addiction. I've had it ever since I was a kid. My mother was an untreated compulsive reader, and I was trying to control our food and wasn't able to, in our weights, me and my sister, wasn't able to. And, you know, ever since I was I can remember, I was obsessed with certain foods, mostly desserts. Those are my biggest binge foods for me. It might be different for you. And what happened was I was so isolated, and I was just spending my time binging on food or going out to buy food, that I didn't develop much in the way of social skills. And then once I was in college, it was just felt like it was too much. And I started attending OA. I'd heard about it through Al-Anon. And I really saw some people that I wanted what they had. They had a lot that I didn't have. They were happy. They had like a normal body weight. They had some sanity around food. And so I started working the program and working the steps and abstaining. And it did work. I was only 20 years old. But this, the program does work. I didn't have a huge amount of weight to lose. I was probably only about 35 pounds overweight at the time. I was like super active at the time. And the good thing about the program is, like some people have said, you don't have to ride the garbage truck all the way to the dump. You don't have to keep going to the end and worse and worse into the addiction. We can, if we want to, we can make a decision today, we can, to make it an emergency that I must recover. This is the most important thing of my life. Because when something's an emergency, I find a way to do it. If it's an emergency, suddenly all the other stuff that seems so important, I can put it on hold to take care of that emergency. And that's something that helps me because it's so easy for my brain to just tell me, my disease brain to say, oh, just go eat your binge foods. It'll be fine this time. That I really have to take some action each day to remember and to take some steps towards recovery. So that's just what I like about the forwards. There's other good stuff in there, but now I'd like to look at two paragraphs I really like in Acceptance is the Answer. And the first one that I really enjoy is on page 419. It's the second paragraph that starts on the page. And I'll read it to you. I can do the same thing with an AA meeting. The more I focus my mind on its defects, late start, long drunkalogs, cigarette smoke, the worse the meeting becomes. But when I try to see what I can add to the meeting rather than what I can get out of it, and when I focus my mind on what's good about it rather than what's wrong with it, the meeting keeps getting better and better. When I focus on what's good today, I have a good day. And when I focus on what's bad, I have a bad day. If I focus on a problem, the problem increases. If I focus on the answer increases. I really like this. It reminds me of my disease mind versus my recovery mind. My default brain that I came here with, that I was born with, is the disease mind. It's a mind of a person, myself, who can very easily get addicted to food, to people, places, things. I would easily get addicted to any drug I started taking. So thank goodness with recovery in OA, I've been able to stay away from the other addictions one day at a time. Because what happened was I did get into recovery when I was 20, and my life improved. I started to be able to participate in life more because I wasn't isolating and binging as my main activity. And I was able to be at, like an average body weight. I worked the steps, got some increased happiness and ability to do my schoolwork, interact with people. A lot of miracles started happening in the program. I started changing. And I went on like that for a while. But what happened was, I didn't keep working the steps. I thought if I had just worked them one time, that would be enough. And then I thought I would only do a 10 step when I knew I really screwed up. I yelled at someone, I was really disrespectful, or I was really, did something wrong. Then I would do the 10 step and like make an amends. But what I found was it wasn't enough for me just to work the steps, not so much. And also I wasn't sponsoring people too much because I felt like I never really learned how to do it. I didn't feel confident and I didn't feel like I was being effective. And so I don't know why I didn't, I probably should have relapsed much worse than I did. But what happened was I just kind of limping along that way for many, many years and having some level of recovery. I didn't go back to binging or my biggest binge foods, but I didn't have emotional sobriety. I didn't have happiness because I kept getting filled up with resentment, fear, lots of self-pity, jealousy. And I would be doing strange things with food too. I wasn't entirely abstinent. So I wasn't getting all the benefits of the program. So fast forward to 2013. You know, that's like, this is like 10, over 10 years of this. I start listening to a Vision for You phone meeting where they worked the steps big book style. And it was like a revelation. It really changed my life. I didn't realize like, oh, I can just do a 10 step anytime I feel disturbed during the day. And this is the biggest thing that will keep the food thoughts away. And I can turn after the I do the 10 step, I'll turn my attention to someone I can help. And that really gets me out of my self-pity. It gets me out of the food thoughts. And I realized also like, yeah, there's some additional foods that I'm not normal around. I keep trying to control them and I can't. I obsess over them. They're not my biggest binge foods, but they're similar. And so little by little, over the months, I became willing to say, okay, just for today, I'm not going to eat this food because it just gives me cravings for more, and I just can't eat it normally. So it went on like that for several months, and then I started working the steps. At that time, it was 2014. Oh no, actually, it did take quite some time. It was actually up to 2015 when I really started say, okay, what I'm gonna, there's some foods here that they're just giving me uncontrollable cravings for more. I got to put those down for today and then work the steps. So that was the beginning of 2015. It was hard to find a sponsor that worked the steps the big book way, at least on the West Coast. And it just, for some reason, it felt kind of hard to connect with people on the East Coast because of the timings. It doesn't feel that hard now, but at the time it did. And so I worked the steps with a fellow OA, not a sponsor per se. That's what I like about the program. It's like, if we really, if I make it an emergency, like, okay, this is my top priority, my abstinence and recovery, I'll be able to get what I need to just be abstinent and in recovery today. Even if I don't have, a sponsor, I just have an OA friend to work the steps with. It's the recovery is not dependent on people, places, and things. It's dependent on my higher power. So anyway, I have 9 years of abstinence and recovery, and my life has changed a lot because learning this, like from what we read here, focusing on the negative versus the positive, the problem versus solution. When I'm working the steps, I'm focusing on the solution, and the solution gets bigger. And this paragraph that I had read, it reminds me that, every moment I have a choice, an opportunity, I can either take a step towards addiction and disease, or I can take a step towards recovery. And it doesn't have to be a big step. It could just be a small step of I'm calling another OA person, seeing how they're doing. That's doing a service, So, My negative disease mind, that's my default. It tells me, oh, I've screwed up so badly. I'm never going to be able to fix this. I've wasted my life. I feel like I have wasted most of my life in negativity and resentment, in fear, in worrying about what people think of me, in self-hatred, in low self-esteem. That's my default brain. And it feels so bad that binging on food seems like a step up from how I feel. So with the 12-step program, it's like a technology. Basically, I learned to work the 12 steps instead of use the overeat, use the addictive substance.
5 minutes left.
Thank you. It's almost like my default brain is like a computer with a corrupt operating system. It doesn't work well. It tells me go binge on food. It forgets that the last 1500 times I ate that food, I wasn't able to control it and I overate. But doing the steps, it's like a technology to give my brain like a software upgrade so that I can live in some sanity today around food. And I do have a lot more sanity today. It's not perfect, but most of the time I'm not thinking about food. And most of the time I'm not in that self-pity and negativity. Yeah, does it come back? Sometimes it does. And what I do is I just take some action on the steps. I do a 10 step and then I turn my attention to someone I can help. So I want to just go to this other paragraph I like a lot in Acceptance is the Answer. It's page 420, it's the second to last paragraph. It says, acceptance is the key to my relationship with God today. I never just sit and do nothing while waiting for Him to tell me what to do. Rather, I do whatever is in front of me to be done, and I leave the results up to him. However, it turns out that's God's will for me. This was a surprise to me to read this paragraph because my default brain, my disease brain, thinks like this, like, well, okay, I need to get people, places, and things just right so that I can feel good and be okay. I need to have like the right friends, the right romantic partner. I need to have the right, a good job. I need to look nice. I need to look good and have people like me. I need to have enough money, blah, blah, blah. And then it's so exhausting. I want to go, okay, I got to go and try to fix everything. And these people need to be behaving differently so I can be okay. You know, and it's so hard then, and it's painful, and then suddenly binging on food seems like a step up from how I feel. So this paragraph, it just reminds me, it's like, you know, whatever problems I have in the day, my mission today is to practice the steps on it so that I don't have to overeat, and that I'm not always going to feel great. It's painful to live in this world. There can be very tough moments at times and good moments too. But if I don't have to overeat if I work the steps. And over time, I do have more happy, joyous, and free moments. It's not all the time. But over time, it does get better and better. And a lot of miracles happen in this program. I've experienced miracles. It being able to be abstinent and in recovery today is a miracle. And to have that for 9 years is a miracle. And then I one other miracle that has happened is being able to be a better wife to my husband. Before I was, you know, such a difficult person to be around and getting depressed and yelling at him and blaming him. I can do quite a bit better today. I didn't used to be able to speak in public at all because I was so self-conscious. I can do that. I can communicate better today. And being absent, it's making my health better today. So a lot, and then having the fellowship, connecting to people more today, and feeling more those moments of serenity. So anyway, I think my time is almost up.
Yeah, about 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay, so that's basically it. Basically, the 12 steps are proven technology for recovering from an addiction, food addiction. The big book tells us how. My challenge today is to put down the food and to work the steps instead of trying to feel better through my addictive substance. And when life gets hard to handle, I do a 10 step. Thank you. And I turn my attention to someone I can help. And that gets me out of it without having to overeat. And so with that, I'm going to pass and I'm just going to enjoy the hearing from other people on the rest of the meeting.
Thank you so much, Betsy. We will now open the meeting for questions or for 3-minute shares. As this is a big book study, sharing and questions should relate specifically to the chapter and step being studied this week. We ask you to accept this guideline in order to keep the meeting on track. If you'd like to share or ask a question, please raise your virtual hand, which is under reactions, or *9 if you're on the phone. I will call the raised hands in order, and the Zoom host will ask you to unmute when it's your turn. Would the timekeeper please set a timer for 3 minutes for each share and announce when time is up? If the speaker is asked a question, please allow 3 minutes for the answer. And so we will start out with Chanel. Chanel, welcome home.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Carla. And thank you, Rachel, also for doing service, everyone doing service on this meeting. Betsy, I knew there would be gold in this. And there is, and I thank you. I think the preface and the forewords are underrated by a lot of people. And it was a fellow in this program who brought it to my attention that I really was undervaluing them myself. So thank you for talking about how it says have recovered, and it says a lot of good things in those, and just how it's grown over time as our program hopefully will continue to do. And that the big book is the textbook. It's the textbook, and higher power is higher power, and that I don't have to have all the answers, and I never will. And as my sponsor reminds me on a regular basis, I don't have to arrive at something. I'm on a journey. I appreciate that you talked about that. I love the acceptance story as well. It's definitely one of my favorites. I tend to neglect the back of the book, to be quite honest, from the relationship chapters on. And focus in the first the steps and the preface and forward. So that's kind of a challenge to me. That I could spend some time back there. There's great stuff. Thank you for that reminder. One of the things I love that you do is you simplify things. You take something that maybe someone like me would complicate, and you simplify it. And I like how you speak that. And congratulations. I didn't even know you had over 9 years. I knew you had a lot of time. I didn't know it was that much time. That's always a testament to this program working. Quickly, I wanted to ask you about 11th step and the spiritual work that you do that helps you in your program beyond the 10th step, which I love too. Thank you.
Oh yeah, thank you for the question. Yeah, I like to do the 11th step prayers. You know, it's organize some prayers when you get up throughout the day, some prayers you could use as needed. And then at night, I like to do the 11 step review. It's just like a 10 step. The wording's just like a little different. But basically, anything that's bothering me, that's taking up space rent free in my brain, I will do a 10 step on. But if I didn't do it during the day, I came to the end of the day, then I'll do the 11 step on it. And I share it with someone through emailing it. I use like the app, the OA Toolkit app. That helps me have accountability. And I've actually started sharing like 5 or 10 gratitudes too at the same time when I share my nightly 11 step and I send it to another OA person. Sometimes they're very simple. I just keep it really quick and simple, like, and it's amazing how many things I can find to be grateful for when I start looking, like, indoor plumbing, clean air, clean water, being able to walk, stuff like that. And then I also, in recent years, I've been sharing like what I ate that day with my the person that my OA friend. And that's been helping me just to kind of have a little bit more structure and support and like accountability. I just jot it down and just really quickly, okay, this is what I had today. And so apart from that, I like to meditate and pray. Sometimes I do it better or worse. I have like a spiritual path I really like. And of course, that's different for all of us. But even if I don't do the meditation that well or at all that day, doing the 11th step is not too hard. We just have some prayers to do, basically, in the nightly review. So I like that the bar is kind of low. That helps me. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Chanel and Betsy. And Jan, welcome home.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Betsy. I loved hearing your share. I was a little late, and I want to tell you why. It's right in line with your gratitude discussion. I got fuming mad at my spouse, so I did a quick 10 step, and I ended up speaking with a woman in another country. And I did mine, it was fine. And then she did hers, and I'll briefly talk about humility and gratitude. She was upset because instead of getting a cot at the shelter she was at, they gave her another place and she was supposed to get a bunk bed. Wow. Yeah. And compared to what I was upset over, thank you, God, a lot of perspective on that. So, anyway, I really could relate. I don't know if I have a question, but I want to briefly say what I could relate to. Coming to Vision, working Big Book recovery after 35 years in OA. That's my story. None of the other work. I would get in recoveries and I would lose weight, but the disease got worse, 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 worse every time. And so there's just no way I go to any other meetings really except those unless I'm only there for service, which is probably the reason I should go to all my meetings. But anyway, I just get angry. Then I have to do more 10 steps. I probably wasn't ready anyway. And then you talked about doing your gratitudes every day. I use an app for that. I have a prayer partner at night that was originally just a food buddy. I mean, I'm a newbie, really. 6 months, I'm starting over on the steps. Starting over doing the food correctly all the way. I was pretty close, pretty darn good for me. But anyway, more honesty needed to, just have to keep going. Just have to keep taking action. And I say that all the time. I'm sorry for any of you that hear me say it, but I just think it's so true. And any little action I take, I get 10 times more back. Look at that 10th step call. I've spoken to her before. I had no idea. She, it just put me in perspective. So I just want to thank you. I love your program and I don't really have a question, but I love hearing you on the other meeting that we're both in a lot. And thank you. I'll let somebody else have their time.
Thank you, Jan. And Frances, welcome home.
Hi, my name's Frances, and I'm a compulsive overeater. This is my first time at this meeting, and I'm so happy to have found you all. I think it's a great, whatever specialization. I'm 21 days back from relapse, and My sponsor had me read that chapter on acceptance every single day for 10 days. So, and I still hear new things that I, you know, didn't have before. Betsy, I just totally related when you talked about having to have everything just right. Friends, jobs, money, clothes, everything external. And, you know, I think that was inculcated, or whatever the word is, into me very young. You know, if in my family, if we looked okay on the outside, that's all that really mattered. And I, you know, was a good girl, and I acted out like crazy away from prying eyes. And so I'm trying to be more honest this time around, and show up for more meetings and raise my hand and open my mouth. Because if I'm using it to speak to all of you, I'm not putting food that doesn't belong in it. So I wanted to ask Betsy, you said that all of these hard and painful things made binging feel like a step up. How did you come to realize that it was really a step down? That's my question.
Thank you for the question. Yeah, well, for some reason, I did come into the program when I was pretty young. I was only 20. And I didn't have as much weight, you know, on me, excess weight, as I would if I went back and started overeating now. But it really, it was enough to drive me crazy, you know, the overeating that I was doing, and the obsessing with the body image and the self-hatred. That's how my default brain is. I would just obsess over the negative again and again. I think touching your hitting bottom experience in step one, that's when it's like, it's so painful. I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I keep saying I'm gonna stop eating, and then I go back and I do it again. I'm gonna stop overeating, but then I go and I binge again. Or I'm never gonna eat those, you know, favorite binge foods. And then, you know, 2 hours later, I'm eating them again. There's a part in the book that says, I'd come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as I had been living it. And so that's part of my step one experience. Step one is not like a happy little walk in the park for me. It's really painful. It's just like falling to my knees and just like, as silly as it sounds, I can't even control food. You know, I should be able to control this, but I can't. And I feel terrible. I feel miserable. So with that in mind, and working the steps starts, and, you know, being in recovery starts to look like the easier, softer way. You know, it's by comparison, and it gets easier and better over time. You know, the food makes me feel better, as one of our friends in the program says, for about 9 seconds. And it's so immediate. You know, I have a great time for those 9 seconds. But then it starts destroying everything in my life. But then if I put down the food and then I'm working the steps, it takes some time before I start feeling better. You know, it might not be till I get through step nine, till I start really feeling much better. It might be sooner, but you never know. So it's like over time, it just builds. The disease, the food addiction, is like a downward spiral. But then the recovery is an upward spiral. And it's infinite. I can just keep on getting more and more recovery, just taking steps towards recovery each day. And it'll pass.
Thank you so much, Frances and Betsy. Rachel, could you stop the recording now? Thank you.